It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we have invited our broadcast partners to come to the broadcast table to discuss current events around the world and then to have an opportunity for me to give you a prophetic perspective on the news today. Our broadcast partners are key players to our understanding of the end of time scenario that is found in God's Word, the Bible. Now, this is the purpose for this program. This is key for your understanding and how you can then study the prophetic Word of God, see how current events in light of the prophetic Word seemingly are telling us these are the days which Jesus was talking about and what the Bible has to say throughout every book, all 66 books of the Bible as it relates to Bible prophecy. We have available for you, if you had to miss any of these conversations, an opportunity to listen to them or re-listen to them if you said, hey, I need more information, I want to hear that one more time. You go to my website, prophecytoday.com, then go to Prophecy Today Radio Network, that's PTRN, and you can listen to all the conversations that I had with my 6 broadcast partners. I want you to do me a favor. Please tell a friend about these special interviews that I have with these men with great knowledge, insight into the current events as it relates to Bible prophecy. We need to spread this information out. More people need to hear about it so then they can make the proper decisions. When I spoke at the Pentagon several years ago, I told the generals that I was addressing that day, I'm going to tell you today what's going to happen tomorrow because today you are making decisions that will affect tomorrow, so you need to know what God's plan is. I would say the same thing to each and every one of you listening today. Now let me take a moment and rehearse what our broadcast partners had to say, and then I'll give you a prophetic perspective on the news. Ken Timmerman, he covers geopolitical activities for us. He talked about the Israeli prime minister telling Iran, hey, we know exactly what you are doing. When it comes to intelligence gathering and spying, you have to recognize that the Mossad, which is the intelligence community in Israel, has their agents all over the world. And the fact is that many of these agents coming from the countries that they're spying on, well, they were born and raised in that country. They know the culture, they know the language, they know how the people live there, the society, so they're great in intelligence gathering. Well, that is the case as it relates to Iran, and the prime minister revealing this last week some very interesting photos of some of the sites in Iran that have a connection to their nuclear weapon of mass destruction development. He put that out on the table, and he is saying to Iran, you can do what you think you're going to do. You can follow through with that plan. It's now time to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, but you must remember my intelligence gathering organization knows what's happening. They've reported it to me. We're in conversation with our military leaders. We know what you're going to do. You better stop it because we're going to be there to take you down. Ultimately, we know what will happen as it relates to Iran and some of the other enemies that will form that alignment of nations as found in Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and the book of Daniel chapter 11. David Dolan gives us a Middle East news update. He's a longtime journalist, over 30 years in that region of the world. He reported, of course, about the prime minister visiting Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, there in Russia. How politically opportune was this? Because the elections will take place on next Tuesday, and the prime minister being seen with the president of Russia is key because you must remember about one-third of the entire body politic of Israel has a relationship to Russia. They either made immigration just about 20 years ago, or they have a longer history of that relationship with Russia. So David Dolan thought this was a great political move by the prime minister, and it is key as the people will go to the polls and vote this coming Tuesday. Remember, God uses human government to accomplish his plan and will, Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. In fact, speaking of those elections, Winky Medad came to the broadcast table. We talked about a preview of the Israeli elections. You've got to remember, this is not a direct vote for prime minister, but the election of members of the Knesset, whichever parties can come together and form a coalition that have a simple majority, 61 votes in the Knesset, will then name the next prime minister. At this point, today, looks like Netanyahu would get the nod to do that. John Rood is on top of the things happening in the European Union. That's another key region of the world. When you go back to Daniel chapter 7 and talk about the revival of the Roman Empire, at least the infrastructure has to be the European Union of today. Another major player, as we've been talking about, will be Russia, who heads up the alignment of nations who want to destroy Israel. Now, the French leaders going over to Moscow having a meeting with President Putin. Seems to me that these leaders are representing the European Union, and you have the European Union coming close to Russia in a time when prophecy will be fulfilled. I loved my conversation with Don DeYoung. He's a scientist. We were talking about the dinosaur-killing asteroid that hit the Earth some 66 million years ago and supposedly destroyed all the dinosaurs. Well, you want to re-listen to that. That is an impossibility that all the dinosaurs were destroyed, and we're not even absolutely sure that the Yucatan Peninsula there in Mexico is the actual location of where that asteroid hit the Earth. And then Damon James and I concluded our visits with our broadcast partners, talking about the theological trends in our world today. Go back and listen to it. You need to recognize what we need to be concerned about as we're watching all of this world prepare for the prophetic scenario that's found in God's Word. Understanding what I just said would help you to realize that the rapture, the next event on God's calendar of activities, when Jesus Christ calls us up to be with him in the heavenlies forevermore, that rapture is closer than it's ever been, and in fact, it could happen today. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until.